Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on Star Roast Entertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative of all your guys' listenership. We have a great show for you guys today. If you're in the cool independent filmmakers or actresses, we got award-winning filmmaker and actress Aurora Eiler coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple of plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starrosentertainment.tv. That's www.starrosentertainment.tv. Or if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as award-winning filmmaker Aurora Eiler, go to our Facebook page over on Star Roast Entertainment. And then also, if you like the music we'll be playing, or if you just want to send in some nice fan mail or anything like that, we like to read them off the air, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, over on formerly known as Twitter, X. And then thanks to the hacker there, Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads at Tyrone Tan Official over there. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, it's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right. Without further ado, we want to bring in our guest co-hosts of the hour. We've had a lot of different guest co-hosts. We want to say thank you to all of them. It's always been fun to have different guest co-hosts throughout the seasons. But this time, first time here into the studio, is this lovely guest co-host all the way from Australia, my dear friend. Here she is, Kat Eiler. Welcome to StarRoastEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing, Kat?
I'm pretty good, thanks. How about yourself?
Good. Now, for those that don't know, is it C-A-T or K-A-T?
C-A-T.
So just like the cat. Yep. Is it short for something?
For Catherine.
Okay, just want to make sure. I don't know. You could be a fan of the Catwoman.
You only call me Catherine, though, if I'm in trouble.
Got it. Well, great to have you here. First time here.
It is.
It's the last time I got to see you physically. We were at the last Mammoth Film Festival over here in California.
Stuck in a blizzard.
Yeah, stuck in a blizzard. Oh, that's right. It feels like I forgot there was a blizzard. You know what? You reminded me that I forgot there was a blizzard. But yeah, we were actually stuck in a blizzard. But that's when we got to meet and become friends, and then you're back here in LA. So for those that don't know, tell the audience just a little bit about yourself for those that don't know.
So about myself is I'm a mother of four children. I've got three sons, and my youngest is a daughter. Mm-hmm. All my kids are amazing, but my youngest, Aurora, is an actor and director. And so we're over here this time for her.
Awesome. Well, cool. Well, and then are you pretty much just quote unquote, just the mother takes care of the fort, so to speak.
So to speak.
Or yeah. You're not entertainment or anything like that.
Oh no, nothing like that. I mean, I had dreams of such things when I was a child, but I grew up and had awesome. Children early instead.
awesome. Well, let's give some shout outs to your other, because I know I've got to meet your other son, or at least I didn't even know you had the other sons. So I knew you had one. But so what's and then the one that was at Mammoth was
Tobias.
What's up, Tobias? What's up, my man? How you doing? Okay, and then who else are there?
And then there's Jackson.
Jackson. What's up, Jackson?
And Lachlan.
Lachlan. Oh, that's a cool name, Lachlan.
It's common over there, but not so common.
That's the first time I've heard that one, Lachlan. What's up, Lachlan? that's cool. What is that? What did you name Lachlan after? Because I've literally never heard of that name before. Jackson and Tobias, I have.
Honestly, we just heard it at the time and liked it.
Got it, got it. Okay, is he the oldest?
He is.
Okay, cool. Well, the other cool names are cool, but I just never heard of Lachlan before. That's kind of cool. Lachlan. Lachlan Eiler in. Anyway, so, and then you have you're out here also with your hubby's out here?
Yeah, my husband Aurora's dad's out here, so that's what's Daniel.
Daniel, what's up, Daniel? Awesome. Well, cool. It's cool that bring some Australian blood out here. I actually fell in love with Australia. I got to go out there to meet up with a friend and interview someone out over there in Sydney. So I'm going to shout out to Danielle Debs and the Debracat family who was very kind to take care of me in the sense of like very sweet, hospitable, welcomed me into their home. And then it was just great. It was a pleasurable experience while I was visiting out there in Australia. So I fell in love with the country, fell in love with the people. So when I met you guys, and you said from Australia, it's like, oh, it's basically a soft spot.
It is a lovely spot. I recommend going.
and then so how many times have you been to LA already or so far?
In my life?
Or yeah, I just
wrote. Oh, 10.
Okay,
maybe.
Wow. But then you're out here specifically for it was an awards event.
Yeah, so we're specifically out here this time because Aurora was nominated for the 45th Annual Young Artist Academy Awards, so a youth Oscar. And thankfully she won.
Wow, yeah, which is cool. We're going to get more insight to it of all the details. But yeah, cool. So what was your experience like for yourself? That is your first time there, right?
It was our first time at the awards, yeah. It was awesome. Incredible.
That's awesome. Well, cool. As long as you're having fun. So what we're going to do, I don't know if you, did you by any chance get the memo?
The memo.
I'm messing with you. The memo is that the guest co-host of the hour, we talk about some movie reviews. By any chance, have you seen any movies in the theater lately?
Yes, I've seen Despicable Me 2. Oh, in the 3?
Is it this
4? Despicable Me 4.
Are you sure you saw that?
Oh, I knew I'd watched the recent Despicable Me. I just didn't know what number it was.
Let me pull this up. And then did you get to see it out here or out in the state? Or out in the...
No, we watched it in Australia. I think the day it came out.
Oh, okay. Have you seen all the other ones?
I have.
Okay. And let me see here, because I'm trying to... Despicable Me. Obviously, what was... Oh, yeah, it is the 4.
There we go.
I can't even believe there's that many.
I got there in the end.
Okay, so what we're going to do, I'm going to do a quick synopsis. Thanks to IMDb. Here's a little quick synopsis. Despicable Me 4, rated PG. Here's a little quick synopsis. Gru, Lucy, Margot, Edith, and Agnes welcome a new member to the family, Gru Jr., who is intent on tormenting his dad. Gru faces a new nemesis in Maxime Lemal and his girlfriend Valentina, and the family is forced to go on the run. Directed by Chris Renaud, Patrick Delage, if I am butchering that, I do apologize. And then starring the voices of Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, Pierre Coffin, Will Ferrell, Joey King, Sofia Vergara. That's a plethora. There's a bunch of here, plethora of great talent. I did not get to see it, but you did. What did you think?
I thought it was really good. As good as the others, but in some ways a little bit more funny because I had Will Ferrell in this one.
Oh, yeah.
And who doesn't love him?
Yeah. That's awesome. So, but you enjoyed all the other three. So, obviously, but was this something? So, I'm assuming you took Aurora to see this, maybe?
I did. I took Aurora and two of her big brothers.
Okay. So, let me ask you this. How old was she when you first brought her to the first one? Or did you see it in the theaters in the first one?
I don't even know if she was alive for the first one.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Okay. Because I guess there's that much of a gap between each one.
Yeah, wow. But I did watch. I've watched all of them as soon as they've come out.
Got it. Because how old is she?
She's 13.
13. Wow. So I'm trying to see when the first one came. Yeah, you're right. It was probably. Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. Crazy to think about because I still remember when the first one came out. But cool. So you liked it. Is this something you would highly recommend?
I would highly recommend it.
All right. So it's if you can check it out, it should be. I think it's still out there in theaters. It's Despicable Me 4, rated PG. And Kat Eiler highly recommends checking it out.
That right. I do.
What was it that you liked, though?
I honestly just liked the humor and that you could watch it without necessarily having watched the other ones.
Yeah,
you
okay.
You can just watch it independently and still like it.
Cool. All right, so that's Despicable Me 4, rated PG, again, directed by Chris Renaud, Patrick Delage, and then starring the voices of Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, Pierre Coffin, Will Ferrell, Joey King, Sofia Vergara, so many
everybody.
People, Miranda Cosgrove, so many people, so many great talents. Check it out. All right. Well, cool. Now, by any chance, did you get the other memo?
Of course.
The other memo is that the guest co-host of the hour arranges a way for the guest of the hour to make them feel special, to bring them in on. So sometimes, let's just say we bring people in on, let's say, limos or Millennium Falcons or hang gliders, or, you know, by any way or any chance, did you arrange a way to make this guest of the hour to make her feel welcome? What's the way you arrange? Or I could always go to my backup client. That's not a big deal.
No. We had her hot air ballooned in.
You know, I don't think I've ever had anyone come in on a hot air balloon.
Yeah, we do things different down under.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's great. That's what I thought. I thought I saw something floating up around and people looking up in the sky about that. Pretty big, pretty nice, colorful.
That's true.
So what you got to do, all you got to do is press that button. That ceiling will open, okay?
Yep, here she comes. Here she
and
comes.
And then on the count of three, we'll whistle in on, I guess there's someone guiding her into here. We'll guide her here. So on the count of three, we'll whistle her in, okay? On the count of three, here you go. One, two, and three. Uh-oh. There she comes. On this hot air balloon.
Look at it, though.
Look at that. Look at, she's all coming down.
Like a true star.
Look, she's waving to all the fans down there. Look at them throwing roses up at her. She's taking some selfies somehow. I think she's going to just jump down. She's going to be adventurous. Here she is, jumping off the air balloon. Hot air balloon. Waving to all the fans. Here she jumps. And she's coming. She's twirling. And she's gliding in from the hot air balloon. She is award-winning filmmaker, actress, director. She just won a Young Artist Award. Here she is, Aurora Eiler.
Woo!
All right, this safe landing into the studio. Welcome, award-winning filmmaker, actress, Aurora Eiler, from films such as Great Melonhead and the upcoming My Inheritance. Aurora Eiler, welcome to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Wow, thank you so much for having me. The kangaroo that I was riding didn't really work out.
Okay.
So we had to use a hot air balloon, and thankfully I got out of the hot air balloon safe.
That's awesome. Well, that is a cool hot air balloon. Thank you, Kat.
No worries.
For arranging that. I don't think we've ever had that one.
Yeah,
that's cool.
We aim high.
Special things for special people.
Yeah, it's also hot outside, too.
Yeah.
So that's also cool. Well, again, welcome, award-winning filmmaker, actress, Aurora Eiler, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Well, great to have you finally here.
Thank
I know
you
we've
so
been kind of talking
me.
About this for possibly the last year since we last met. And then you had to come out here, get nominated for something just to come. No, I'm teasing. So, so the precursor, for those that don't know, we got to meet at the last, was it 2024 Mammoth Film Festival. And gosh, so much has happened between, so I keep forgetting. So we got to meet there. And your mom reminded me there was a blizzard going on.
There was a blizzard.
And I think we met, fun. Did we initially meet at?
We met at the red carpet, and then we met again.
Oh, that's right, because I interviewed you first on the opening night.
Yeah.
And then, was it the next day we all met at Carl's Jr.?
Yeah, because we were all getting lunch because there was nowhere else to eat.
Then we kind of talked for a long time.
Yeah.
And then we kind of got stuck in the blizzard in the hotel lobby, and we hung out more, and then blah, blah, blah. So that's cool. But a lot has happened since. Well, you actually walked away with a trophy over there, right?
I did. I walked away with a mammoth trophy.
Yeah, which is cool.
That was really cool because it's a mammoth and there's no award like it.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I want to know a trophy too. It's a cool looking trophy.
No, and I named him too. My brother and mum were like, no, you should name him. Like, I don't even know what you wanted to name him.
We wanted to name him Manny.
Yeah, because he's like a Mammy the mammoth.
That's awesome.
It's boring. And so I named him Dougladesh, like Bangladesh, but Doug, because he's dug out of the ground. Like, I'm really smart with naming things, so that's why I named him.
Well, because you also you took that away in the sense you got that for, because you were like if I'm correct, the youngest filmmaker there? Or?
The youngest filmmaker there. I don't know if it was ever, but like, because it's been going for a few years now, but I was the youngest filmmaker there this year. And
yeah, I think, well, I've been covering it since it started. I don't think there was anyone younger than you through all the years. So
yeah.
I think you are. Because you technically, you did the film, it was called Grape, which we'll talk more about, but you did that at how old?
I did that at 12.
12.
And before that, I've done another film when I was 11.
Wow.
That one hasn't had as much success since that was my first film.
Awesome.
That I made.
Well, cool. Well, that's what you, it was called Grape. And then that you were like the youngest filmmaker there in the Mammoth Film Festival, which is awesome. And then, which we're going to talk more about. So, but let's backtrack. For those that don't know you, if not fans already, we want the audience to get to know you, hopefully become, you know, like you and support you, and then, you know, try to follow all your good stuff. So what we want to start with, I don't know if your people talk to my people, but we want to start off with something hard-hitting question.
Okay.
And the hard-hitting question is, where are you born and raised?
Okay, this was actually really hard.
Yeah, it's, you know what? Hey, we like to start off really tough and then it'll go easy from it.
It's this place called Australia.
Australia, and really?
No. Yeah, and it's pretty nice down there.
In Sydney.
I was born in Sydney, in Campbelltown, which is a nice area. And then when I was like 6, we moved to the Gold Coast, which is very I think Australia is tropical, but it has beautiful beaches there and it has the theme parks. But
is it that much of a I've only been to Sydney, but I know when I have a lot of people go, oh, I'm from Gold Coast. I'm trying to refer, like, is there a major difference when people go, oh, I'm from Sydney versus, oh, I'm from the Gold Coast?
Well, they're in different states, and Sydney's not a state, but it's the capital of New South Wales. And then Gold Coast is in a different state, which is just above it, and it's called Queensland, but it's not the capital of Queensland, but it's like the best place in Queensland. And
the distance between the two, though, is like 1,000 kilometers, so it's
like a 10-hour drive.
Oh, okay, but is it majorly different in the sense of when you go there, you're like, oh, okay, this is Gold Coast versus
majorly different.
Yeah, I think the people there are different. Like Gold Coast feels more like
relaxed,
and it almost feels like there's a lot more influences there. And
but Sydney's like the touristy spot, is it?
Sydney's where a lot of tourists are from and go to, and people who move there tend to move to Sydney because that's where everyone kind of knows Australia.
And there's more jobs there.
Yeah, that's true. There's more acting jobs there.
Got it. But then where's like a Crocodile Dundee? Like, where's do you remember that movie?
Do
you remember? Yeah, I grew up on that movie.
Okay, like, where is that? Like, that's what I think when I originally first thought of Australia. I just think of like the swamp.
Like Steve Irwin, Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So
that kind of stuff.
Where is that?
I don't know where that was set, but I know it's somewhere in Australia.
Okay, but it's not like...
It was filmed in Queensland, but okay. I don't know. That's not the part of Queensland we're from.
Got it. Yeah. Well, cool. So now, you're now 14?
13. Turning 14 soon, though.
Okay, when
you... soon.
Like in November, which is
So you're 13. Wow. Okay. So, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be a filmmaker, director, or an actress, or in the entertainment industry? Or
I think I always knew that I was, since I'm the youngest and I'm the only daughter of 4, I always kind of had that. I don't know how to say this without sounding like a certain way, but okay. I've always liked attention.
She's been very dramatic.
Yeah, I've always been I don't know how to say it. I've always been very dramatic, and I've always had really funny reactions. And so I think that kind of came from, came from growing up with brothers. But I knew I wanted to be an actor since I was probably like 6, because I always loved watching movies. And then when I was 8, I started acting, and that was really fun. But I didn't get my first acting job until I was 10. Which was a commercial.
Yeah, but pretty much everything she ever did growing up, she did for the applause. So if she crawled, that she'd look at you and be like, waiting for the applause.
Well, really?
If she did anything at all, she would look at her brothers or us and be like, okay, clap already.
Well, where do you think you got that from?
I think it just came from, I was the youngest on both sides for like 10 years, the youngest granddaughter, the youngest cousin. It was like, everyone was like, oh my gosh, it's Aurora.
Yeah, amazing. Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. So now, was there anyone that inspired you as a actress or filmmaker?
I think...
That you could recall? Because it's not that far back.
Yeah.
It's only 13 years ago, but it was funny. I had a young actress here, and she's probably about your same age, and which I think you might have met. But anyways, she's really, really a dear friend, but it was funny because she was like, yeah, you know, back when I was younger, we're like, what, like 3 years ago? Like, how much younger can you be? It was funny.
Yeah. I think Millie Bobby Brown inspired me because I watched Stranger Things and I don't like scary things at all. But my parents watched it in 2016, so I must have been like 5.
Wow.
And I watched it was really terrifying. But I really liked her acting in it, and I kind of thought it was a little bit real. So I didn't even know she was acting at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's a really amazing actor, and I'd love to work with her one day because she's also a young actor.
Yeah.
And I think there's so many that inspire me, but at that age, she was kind of the first.
As an actress.
As an actress
now,
what about
what about filmmaking, though? Because there's not many filmmakers that, I mean, I grew up in this industry, and it's weird. Like, filmmaking, at least for me or friends of mine or colleagues, didn't really kick in till maybe they did some acting, and then they said, oh, I want to start making films. Yeah. But like you, you're only 12, already started thinking about filmmaking. So exactly. where did that come from?
I think that kind of came from, I did a commercial when I was 10, and then a few months after that, I got my first short film, and that was with uni students. And I think they were like 18 to 21, kind of, and so it was that age. My brother was 18 at that time too, my eldest brother. And so I thought, I can do anything that my brother does, Lachlan, and I can almost do it like as good as him, if not better.
Oh, gee, Lachlan, did you hear that?
No, not everything, but I was like, well, maybe I can do filmmaking.
Yeah.
And I did, yeah, I just kept thinking about that, and I wrote my first script, and I was looking for a director, and then a director from Cannes, a female director, she's really amazing, Steph Smith, she was like, why don't you do it yourself? I think you could do it yourself. And I was like, absolutely not. And I did. And I really enjoyed it. It was very stressful, and it was kind of scary the night before. I was so scared because it's like I was working with 30-year-olds and people that are older than me, like cinematographers and stuff, and telling them what to do, like not in a, like a bossy way, just like asking them to change the shot or tell the actors to do different things. And so it was really nerve-wracking, but I think the uni students kind of inspired me. And then after I made my first film, I had a lot more appreciation for films. Uh-huh. And so I started looking at directors like Quentin Tarantino, and because I watched Reservoir Dogs and all those movies, and it was really amazing. And Greta Gerwig, and just there's so many people that inspire me in this industry.
Wow. And then, so what is it about, let's say, Tarantino? I mean, and still, again, 13.
Yeah,
should you have been watching Tarantino movies?
She's the youngest of four.
No, it's like, yeah, but,
in my defense.
But no, I love Tarantino, but I mean, like, you know, lot of his stuff was rated R, I think, so a lot of, or PG-13.
Well, in America, I think if it's rated R, it's normally rated MA-15 in Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I think America has like a higher...
Yeah,
yeah, like to be rated R.
But still,
R,
you were probably...
Yeah,
you're still under 15.
Just like when she watched Stranger Things, I was like, oh my gosh, in my defense, she's the youngest.
That's funny.
There's different rules for the youngest.
Yeah.
But what was it about, say, Tarantino films for you that you liked? As a young filmmaker.
Filmmaker, yeah. I think. He was just... The way he directs is very interesting. And one of my favorite movies, Kill Bill, he made. And I just really loved the acting in that and the shots that they used. And... just everything about the film, like the lighting. And I know he obviously wouldn't set up every single light for the film, but I just think everything together works beautifully.
And he puts himself in his own films.
Yeah, that's really funny. Yeah.
So aside from Millie Bobby Brown? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else did you admire as a actor or actress?
I think there's quite a few. I think kind of Cate Blanchett and Reese Witherspoon, Well, she kind of makes films and she produces them and everything, but, you know, she made such a successful production company. I think it's called Hello Sunshine. And that was worth, like, so much money because she would get books and then turn them into films.
Yeah.
And I think that's just really inspiring. And I think she has such an amazing mind. And, yeah, she's very inspiring.
So then you started acting first, right? And then you did your first film. How old were you when you did your first film?
11.
As a director.
11. But then I wrote my first film kind of... 10 when I was 10 years old, and then I kept writing it when I was 11. I directed
it. And what was that film?
That was Melonhead, and that was a short film about helmet safety, because I was in the sixth grade at the time, and I saw a lot of people not riding to school with their helmets, and you'd hear all these incidents where they could die or get serious head injuries. And after I made that film, I actually fell off my electric scooter when I was riding home, and I hit my head, but thankfully I was wearing my helmet. So I was like, see, guys,
so
it does
able
work.
To endorse it properly.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. And now, Kat, were you supportive of her from the get-go when she wanted to get into the showbiz?
Absolutely. Because, as we said before, she's always been very dramatic and lived for the applause.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I wanted to start her, like, very early on, two or 3 years old. But we wanted it to be a decision that she made.
Yeah.
We wanted her to grow up and... find herself a little bit before she had to put on an act. So now she actually does act as opposed to it being part of herself.
That's awesome. Well, as a guest co-host, you get to ask
your daughter slash this guest, assuming like pretending that you didn't know her. Like, what do you think the fans out there would love to know about Aurora Eiler? Maybe, or a question that you've always wanted to ask her, maybe about her earlier career before we get into the nitty gritty stuff.
Okay. Because I help Aurora manage her Instagram, we're both on there. I see lots of comments from other young, mostly girls, asking how you were able to take something that you'd written yourself and turn it into a film. Like, what advice would you have for other teenagers wanting to get into the industry?
I think just do it. And it sounds really terrifying, and it is really terrifying. But, you know, and you might think, oh, it's hard to find funding, but there's always going to be someone out there who will want to help you. And there might be 100 people who say no, but there'll always be that one person who says yes. And I think you need to work really hard, but I think if you have a good thing that you're passionate about, then I think it can really turn into something amazing, and you know, you can probably have an amazing future with it. So
how did you get your first, speaking of that, how did you get your first film off the ground? Because again, I mean,
funding?
I know,
yeah,
no, just in general, like, okay, so you had this idea, you wrote Melonhead.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, what do I do from here? I got to get a crew. I got to get this. I got to get my, like, how did that go? And like, how much did you make that for? That kind of thing. And
yeah. So I think the budget for that one was, I think, $10,000 Australian.
And which is about what out here?
Like maybe 7,000 American, okay. Roughly, yeah, the conversion.
Yeah.
And so I was like, how am I going to get any money? I'm 11. I don't exactly have that money.
Lemonade stand.
And so I made a pitch deck with my script and my character comps and my synopsis and everything that you kind of need to know about the film. And my mum took me to this big shopping center, and I was so scared. I'm not normally a very nervous person or shy, but she's like, go walk in there and ask to speak to the manager or speak to the person in charge and ask for a sponsorship.
She had a handwritten letter with her though.
Yeah, and I had handwritten things to all the businesses. And the first one I went into, I was like so scared. I turned bright red. And I said, hey, can I please speak to your manager? I'm looking for sponsorship for the film I made. And I was so scared. And they said no. But I think the first one, I was like, oh my gosh, it's okay. They're just people too. And I ended up getting some pretty good Australian companies on there. And it was really rewarding to see all the work that I put in and actually getting sponsorships out of it.
Wow, that's pretty tough out here too. And then, so I mean, how old were you there? You're 11?
11. And so I kept having to tell people, like, I'm not shooting this on a cell phone. I'm actually having a cinematographer and an AD and a producer. And I'm actually having people work on this because I didn't want them to think I was filming on my iPhone 7, like with a ring light and everything. And then I think for the crew aspect of it, I was on Instagram and I knew people from the uni short film that I'd worked on. Yeah. So I was asking some of them, and quite a few of them said no, but they knew people who knew people. And I kind of found a cinematographer through someone that I used to work with. And I still work with all my people from my first film, on my second film, and probably my third film too. So
awesome. And then so you got that done. That you completed that, and then you got into the festivals from that one?
One didn't get into as many festivals because I think one thing that you also need to know if you're making films is to take advice, take critique, because that's really important, and to be able to take, you know, information. But also, you don't have to change it. If you think your idea is solid and you really like all the things about your script, then you don't need to change it. And I changed my script a lot, like, all the things that I liked about the film were basically gone.
Yeah.
And so the film changed so much, and it didn't turn out the way I would like for it had to turn out. And so it didn't really have much success, but then again, it's a film made by an 11-year-old, so I wasn't expecting it to get into count, like, in film festival. But then my second film had a lot more success.
Which is great.
I have a follow-up question for that.
Okay.
So the first film we entered into about 47 film festivals, and it got into none.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. What inspired you, or what made you feel like you could make another film despite no success from your first film?
I think kind of the people around me were saying, you know, you could do it again. And I really believed in myself, and I knew that I could do better. And I knew this time around for Grape that I didn't have to listen to what people said negatively about my film, or even positively, and change my film on its head. But I think I just had to listen to myself and know that the first one's not going to be as good as the second one, and you're going to constantly improve in this art of filmmaking. So I just had to kind of believe in myself. And this, I think this message was more important to this, like, to this day and age right now, because it's about anti-vaping for teenagers.
Which is grape, right?
Grape.
Okay. Yes. Well, cool. What we're going to do, we're going to talk more about grape and getting more nitty-gritty. We're going to cut to a music break.
Yep.
I'm going to have my guest co-host of the hour, Kat Eiler, introduce this song, and then we'll be back more with award-winning filmmaker, actress. And you just won. Again, we'll talk more about, you just won the 45th Annual Young Artist Award. What was the category?
The category was Best Young Actress in a Short Film.
Best Young Actress in a Short Film for the film Grape, which we're going to talk more about again. But we're going to cut to this music break. Can you intro this song, Kat Eiler, my guest co-host?
I can. We've got OMG by Reese Warren.
All right. There you go. So we'll be back more with Aurora Eiler. Aurora, before we cut the do you have any social medias, websites, anything like that people could check you out?
Yes. So my Instagram is The Real Aurora Eiler.
The Real Aurora
Eiler, I-L-E-R.
Okay.
And Aurora, A-U-R-O-R-A. And I have a link tree there if you wanted to look at my other things. And then I also have a website, www.auroraeiler.com.
Okay, so that's www.aurora, that's A-U-R-O-R-A-I-L-E-R.com. And that's The Real Aurora Eiler.
Yeah.
Over on Instagram. You can go to Linktree, all that kind of good stuff. Check out her films that she's got. She's got Melonhead, she's got Grape, and then we'll talk more about what you got coming up. All right, so again, one more time, Kat Eiler.
Here we go. We've got OMG by Reese Warren.
All right. Again, OMG by Reese Warren. Thank you so much, Kat, for introducing that. And we'll be back more with Aurora Eiler Award. I like saying that. Award-winning filmmaker.
I like hearing
it, so. Aurora Eiler. Again, so again, here is OMG by Reese Warren. And we'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
I never thought I'd ever meet you. First time, feel butterflies when I'm with you. Writing diaries about our times together, all I think is you. It is true, boy, I really think I need you. I don't know why, but I miss you. Every time I hear your name, I wanna text you. Oh my God, he's calling me baby. He's taking me out. That I'd want you. Left, right, anywhere you go, I'm right there by your side. Might be crazy, but I care to see you.
I need love, and you were right up on my wish list. It was dark till you came with the wishes.
Writing diaries about our times together, all I think is you.
It is true,
but I really think I need you. Oh my God, he's calling me baby. He's taking me out, boy, you know I like dancing. Don't ever say bye, cause I want you with me forever. The wonderful ride, baby, you make everything better.
Thought that I'd want you.
Left, right, anywhere you go, I'm right there by your side. Might be crazy, but I care to see you.
And we are back here. We were actually messing around. Sorry about that, guys. We were doing a little quick promo plug. But that was OMG by Reese Warren. And again, we are back here in the studio with my guest co-host of the hour, Kat Eiler. Welcome back.
G'day.
And with my guest of the hour, award-winning filmmaker and actress, Aurora Eiler. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Again.
I know we were like having fun off the camera. I totally forgot that the
and then the music stopped. We're like, I'm like,
wait a minute. This song was quicker than I thought.
It's like, wait, we're laughing and there's silence.
Right? And I go, wait a minute. The song just ended. No disrespect to the singer. I just my timing was off, and I thought it was a little longer, or we had a little more time. But again, if you like the song "OMG" by Reese Warren, let us know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But if you really, really like that song, actually, just follow her, Reese Warren. She was a great guest, as well as a great dear friend. She's got songs Spotify. She's got stuff, music videos, YouTube. But check her out, Reese Warren. That's R-E-E-S-E-W-A-R-R-E-N. Again, the song is OMG. Check her out. Let me know as well. But, you know, give her a follow and all the kind of good stuff. Or download her music and, you know, share her stuff and spread the word. That's Reese Warren, OMG. Cool. For what you got to hear, did you like that song? Or
I liked that song.
Awesome.
Very catchy. Memorable.
Yeah. Cool. Now, dude, what kind of music are you into yourself?
I'm kind of into a lot of different kinds of music. Like, I've been lucky enough to go to a few concerts this year. In, I think, February, I went to Pink.
Okay.
And then I went to Taylor Swift, which was hard to get tickets to. And then...
And that was out in Australia?
They were the Sydney shows. Okay. And then
we also watched
Tenacious D.
Got it.
Which I guess people don't expect me to like, but my family likes music, so I like music.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, cool. So again, we are back here with, again, Kat Eiler, our guest host. Welcome.
Hey.
And then award-winning filmmaker, actress, Aurora Eiler. Again, so for those that don't know, you came into town to LA, you just won the 45th Annual Young Artist Award. Again, what did you win it for those that don't know?
I won it for Best Young Actress in a Short Film, and that's for a short film called Grape.
Which we're going to talk about. Okay, so let's tell the audience. Okay, so you went from Melonhead, and then you got, did Grape, which you got an award over at the Mammoth Film Festival for.
Yes, I got I got Youngest Filmmaker.
And then she got another award at the Lady Filmmakers.
Wow.
Same film. It was for Grape too, and that was for Best Young Actress too. And I got a Tiffany and Co. star.
Wow.
Cool. That was on Rodeo Drive too.
Wow. So okay, so you got like three, nice. So far, three awards for this film?
Four.
Yeah, because she also got this year the Queensland Young Achiever of the Year Award for her contribution to
plaque.
Wow. Okay, yeah. so you got combination of filmmaking and acting awards.
Yes.
Awesome. So what was it like winning it? Because it just was this weekend. You just won. Yep. You came in town and you won it. What was it? Tell the audience a little bit the feeling about it of winning.
There's no really way to describe it. It was a lot of shock and surprisement because the other actors I was nominated against were just so outstanding too in their films. And I was just really shocked and thankful. And I walked up there and I didn't really prepare a speech because my dad was like, it's okay, just wing it. And I shouldn't have done that, but I tried to. And then I saw the first speech of the night and it was like perfect and polished and amazing. And so I was sitting in my chair. It was like 3 hours long, and my awards was one of the last awards, so the whole time I was sitting there thinking, what to say, and then they called my name, and it was just really shock and so much excitement, and I walked up to the stage, and I didn't really have a thought in my mind, and then I forgot how to breathe for some reason, and so I said, thank you so much for having me, and yeah.
Wow. Well, here's your chance. Maybe is there something you didn't say that maybe you could say now if you have an opportunity to
be able to breathe properly. I'd love to work with all the other amazing actors and filmmakers at that film festival. They were also amazing.
At the Young Artist Awards?
At the Young Artist Awards, yeah. And they were all really amazing and really talented, and I'd love to work with you, and hopefully I can come over here and work with you guys pretty soon.
Any shout outs that you want to give out to people involved that you didn't get to say maybe?
Shout out to my casting crew for the film, because I like forgot everything that I wanted to say. To my casting crew for Grape, all the other actors really made my acting stand out, and everyone's acting on that film was really just amazing.
Well, let's talk about it. So you've been winning all these awards in the acting department as well as in the directing department. Tell the audience, what is Grape about and what inspired you to make that particular film?
Okay, so Grape is about a young girl. Her name is Layla, and it's set in Australia. And it's about anti-raping for teenagers. But basically, we follow this girl, and she's just turned 14. and the boy she likes starts vaping and peer pressuring her, and all the people around her are peer pressuring her. And, you know, her older cousin that she really looks up to for her whole life starts saying, you know, you're such a loser for not vaping. And so she starts vaping, and you can get addicted to vaping in a day, and so she gets addicted quite quickly. And so she runs out of vapes and ways to get vapes, and she has an addiction that she needs to feed. And so she tries to get vapes, and you see the outcomes of vaping. Not only, well, you don't really see the future effects, but you see the effects that are happening right now, and it kind of just explores that.
Wow. And what? And then again, what inspired you to do that one day? This.
Well, since I had made a film before, I was kind of nervous to make another film since my first one didn't have that much success. But I went to high school, because high school starts in 7th grade in Australia. And
wow,
so,
really?
Yeah, that we don't have middle school.
There's no middle school? Oh, you're just straight
There's no middle school.
So it's elementary and then
to primary school to...
So we go like kindergarten to year 6th.
6th grade, and then you go to...
7th grade to year 12.
Wow, yeah. Okay, that's way different. Okay.
But so I started high school, and I was 12 at the time, and I just saw the amount of kids that vaped, and also the effects it was having on people. Their moods were changing in class. People were just being really reckless and careless for other people, and... So I just kind of was like, what is starting all these really nice people who are very kind-hearted to be so mean and not care about other people's feelings? And so I thought, oh, they're all vaping. And vaping was happening in class, in the toilets, outside of school, on the bus. Like, it was everywhere. And so I wrote a film about that, and it's been pretty successful, and it's going into all Queensland schools this year, which is really amazing, which is like... I think
1,700 schools.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Congratulations. So then, what was the challenge from this making Grape versus the first film, Melonhead? And then, was it more budget, or was it more challenging, or was it easier?
I think there was a bigger budget. I think it was $15,000 instead of $10,000, like my first film, roughly. And so for this film, I had I had a little bit more confidence, but I also wanted to stick to the story more and not change the story or stray too far from it. But there were some challenges on set, but I think everything turned out really well. All my actors were really amazing, and the crew was really
amazing.
And the
crew you'd worked with on the first film too, so it's kind of like...
I already knew everyone, so I didn't have to... I knew everyone's names too, because I like remembering names. And so...
And they'd also... they know your opinions. They know the way you talk about things, and they really respected you.
And they really respect my voice and my opinion, which is really amazing to have crew that stick up for you and listen to you.
That's awesome. Wow, and then so again, so you just start. Wow, you just started winning awards back to back to back. Now, wow, that's cool.
It's like 4 in 10 months.
Awesome. And then I saw you. You had a lot of great publicity out in Australia. You've been on a lot of like morning talk shows and stuff like that, or like.
Yeah, I went on Sunrise, which is the biggest morning show in Australia.
Biggest breakfast show, yeah.
Biggest breakfast show, and that was really amazing. I got to meet Natalie Barr and
Matt Shervington.
Yeah. And so they were really amazing to me, because I've been watching the morning show every day when I get ready for school and
Sunrise.
Everything.
Sunrise.
Yeah.
And no, because she's getting them confused because
I've had so many with the morning show.
And Sunrise.
Yeah, and Sunrise. But
that's
it's
awesome.
Been really amazing.
Now, Kat, do you have any other questions before we wrap up here that maybe you'd like to ask before I get to one of my last questions, like maybe that you think the audience, maybe fans would like to know, or maybe again, if maybe you know, but maybe you think they would like to know.
Okay. Well, I don't fully know, but you're 13. So, and we just got you a new passport, which is a 5-year passport. So in 5 years, you're going to be 18. What are your plans for the next 5 years?
Don't say like that. This is scary. Oh, my gosh.
It's like, and are you going to go to college?
Well, I mean, you've been acting for 5 years now, and look at what you've achieved in that time. So,
what are my goals?
Or? What are your goals for the next 5 years? Or, yeah. They're not dreams, you know?
Yeah. I think... Sorry, this is hard. I want to get my visa in hopefully the next year, but definitely have it by the time I turn 18.
Which visa is that?
And the O-1 visa to be able to be a working actor and filmmaker in America, like USA. And I think that'd be really amazing. And also making my own productions in America, but also working in other people's productions. I think it's really amazing to see what comes from other filmmakers' minds.
Yeah.
That's always really awesome. And you know, being in TV shows and movies and getting to meet all these actors that I've been looking up to for so long.
Awesome. Who would you like to work with? Let's put it out there. And who would you like as work with as an actor, actress, and then who would you like to work with as a filmmaker?
I would love to work with Margot Robbie. Okay. She's amazing. And I've loved her for years. And there's so many. I think I also really look up to Denzel Washington. He's just so awesome.
Okay.
And a few days ago, I watched the Joker movie, and I saw Joaquin Phoenix. He was so, like, he was so believable. So I'd love to work with him. He's such an amazing actor. There's so many, but they're probably my top few.
And then filmmakers? Any filmmakers?
And then filmmakers, Wes Anderson.
Okay.
Because I love his style of directing. It's not really like anyone else's. Greta Gerwig.
Mm-hmm.
She's really awesome. And Sofia Coppola.
Okay.
I like her films. There's so many, in Quentin Tarantino, like I said okay. earlier.
Awesome. Well, cool. And then, well, we have a few minutes left. Let's talk about, you said you had an upcoming project, My Inheritance. What's that about?
That is about, it's a feature film. I've never made a feature film before, so I'm a little bit excited and nervous at the same time. And so that is about coercive control relationships and the warning signs in relationships, especially for teenagers, and how we mirror the relationships around us as examples. For example, parents, grandparents, friends, aunties, uncles, just everyone around us we see, and especially on TV shows and movies and in the media. And so we explore, we follow this young girl, and her name's Harriet, and as she's going into her first relationship, I think she's about 15, and I've written this one too, and we follow her going into her first relationship with a guy who's a few years older than her, and she thinks that the behaviour that she's going through is acceptable when it's not. It's toxic and it's manipulative and it's a coercive control relationship, and so she thinks that's okay because that's what she sees with her parents, and we soon find out that she soon realizes that that's not, because thankfully someone is just there telling her that's not okay, and we see the examples of why that's not okay.
Wow, that's heavy duty for a 13-year-old. My God, still playing G.I. Joes, maybe.
I was playing with a baby
wow,
born dog.
My gosh, but that's exciting. So, and then how could people check you out one more time, and if they want to get involved, maybe help you out or anything like that, or donate or something.
So the Real Aurora Isla, that is my Instagram, and I have a link tree there, and then I also have a website, which is www.auroraisla.com,
which they could check out Grape, Melonhead, all that kind of good stuff out there as well.
You can't check out the films there, but it has a link tree and where my email is, and
okay. Oh, so they can't see. It's still in the festival circuit.
Yeah, they're still in the
circuit. Yeah, they're still in the circuit. But
okay. Well, cool. So we'll check out our link tree. All that kind of good stuff. Again, it's at the real
Aurora Eiler
on Instagram, and then real or AuroraEiler.com.
At www.auroraeiler.com.
www.auroraeiler.com.
Yep.
All right. Well, cool. Well, I want to end off my question. You've actually said this on the carpet, and your mom kind of hinted at this question, but I'd like to always ask this again, maybe, or you could piggyback on what you said earlier. The show is always about inspiring others. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to become a filmmaker or actress, or just follow their dreams in general?
I think trust yourself and know that you have experiences that nobody else has lived through, and your opinion is just as valid as anyone else's, and you're not too young or too inexperienced, because even the best directors, they still had to make their first film and write their first script at one point. You know, everyone has to take their first step, so might as well do it today.
Awesome. Well, I want to say congratulations. Again, you just won the 45th Annual Young Artist Award, Best Young Actress over there. You've done the Mammoth Film Festival and a bunch of other stuff. But I just want to say congratulations. Very, very proud of you. And I can't wait to see where you go from here. So hopefully you come back, or maybe we work together on something. Who knows?
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me. I had so much fun.
And Kat Eiler, thank you again for being a lovely, awesome guest co-host.
You're welcome.
And do you have any inspiring words of wisdom for anyone that wants to just follow their dreams in general?
Yes. What I've taught Aurora and what she has done with getting funding and doing her films and all those things is that if you don't ask, the answer's always no. So she went out and, as she said, she asked hundreds of businesses to help support her films, and maybe six of them said yes. But the point is, no one would have said yes if she didn't ask. And it's the same as her coming over on this trip right now. If you don't ask, the answer will be no. And that's the same position as if you didn't ask at all.
Awesome. Because, yeah, you got sponsored to come out here, right?
I did get sponsored. I got sponsored by Flight Center, which is a travel agency.
Flight Center? We'll give you a shout out. What is it?
Flight Center.
Flight Center. And they sponsor you to fly out here.
They sponsored
the trip.
For all three of us
to come.
That is so awesome. Flight Center. There you go. Flight Center. Thank you for sponsoring Aurora Eiler and getting her out here to... Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. No, that's very right. And we're very grateful. Thank you so much.
Flight Center. There you go. Check out Flight Center. They were gracious enough to sponsor her, which is rare. A lot of people don't even do, maybe one person, not three.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, they thought they sponsored her in the hopes that she would, you know, just to get her to the awards, whether she won or not. And I did win. Thank you.
That's awesome. Well, again, thank you again, Flight Center, for your sponsorship. And then, thank you, Aurora Eiler, award-winning and Young Artist Award-winning.
I need everyone to introduce
actress,
me like that.
Actress, filmmaker. Aurora Eiler, thank you again. God bless you. Kat Eiler, always, it was great to have you on. And God bless you guys, all your family. Say what's up to all your family in Australia. Adore you guys. And again, always welcome back. And I'd like to end off my show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye.